careful now. Don't touch that. It'll burn you. But if you listen just right, it just might warm you to the core and activate that auric alembic flame. The Athanor, which alchemically transforms. Welcome to the very said self-same flame. This is a portal to another dimension vis-a-vis my trivia, quadrivia, septa imagination. We got all sorts of demigods and unreal real things going on here, from Sandmen to Jack of Frost's fables and other names, to all the dreams that are packed into rowboats that little pigs try to hide in their houses that get blown down by wolves that are Bigby and detectives like Chinatown. Now, this is not a TV show, I guess. It's a TV show for your mind and your ears. Just gonna use that third eye, close those eyes, and activate the Imaginarium. This is the actual value-for-value role-playing game. This is a poetic instance of the life, a rare and beautiful blossoming of human consciousness. It's a RPG dungeon game based off of donations that are made to a podcast. Isn't that amazing? People who donate to this show, the six of, well, this one's the wands. There's also the discs. That's the next one. That's the solo show. Then it goes back to the swords, which is always released on the 6th of each month. Then it goes to the cups. And then again to the wands and discs and swords and cups and wands and discs and swords and cups and back to wands. Here we are. So let's do it live, baby. Big thanks to all those who have donated. You can hear the end of last Six of Cups, but a shout out to those who have been very generous recently. We've had some more donations to the show, and that is always appreciated. We got a lovely note that I will also read at the top of this show, because I said I would, and this is our recent donor, and because of the timing of these shows, they get to be mentioned on both. So thank you so much. I'm going to use your initials, my brother, until you actively say that. You know what, though? Here's the thing. If you want anonymous, it doesn't say keep me anonymous, and you're giving a... this is why I'm mentioning it twice. I want to make sure I do this right. So, and you know, in the future, if you want to be anonymous, make sure you say it. And but I feel like this is going to be more than great. And so, Gerard Carrillo, I want to thank you very much. Parts unknown, as we say. But I will say that thank you so much for your donation of $23. That's a skidoo. That's a 23 skidoo donation or something along those lines. It's really great and appreciated. And Gerard has $23 to use on the Six of Wands when he's on, whenever you'd like to come on. Just reach out to us through the Six of Swords Discord. That's how we do the communication for this show for now, until we build our own website, which then we'll be able to have people's characters and the amounts in their bank account from the donations all on a virtualized, cool, little interactive communal, like, virtual school. I think of Hogwarts or something, like Balaam Garden in Final Fantasy VIII, but a virtual place where, like, you can witness your character leveling up, and we'll never forget if you have a boomerang white mage blade upgrade, because you alone might have that one that happened in that episode, and it goes to your character. So there's a lot of other great things that are coming from this. I appreciate all of the encouragement that I'm getting, and this is a slow grow. It's like my album I just released, A Bad Robot Daycare. That's through Nathan Lee and his Deep State. That's my band that I started recently. It's got Celestial Punk and Cyberpunk for the two different styles on it. So you go check those out at Bandcamp under Nathan Lee and his Deep State. And it's A Bad Robot Daycare. That's the version American. And there's also Japanese version, A Bad Robot Daycare. These are both EPs. And that's what I got for you for now. And those will be in the show notes. Besides that, we're going to get into the show. The search for the unicorn continues. We get so much in this episode. It's so cool. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it now. And then That'll be a little bit at the end of the show notes, but for now, let's get into the Six of Wands.
As kingfishers catch fire, dragonflies draw flame. As tumbled over rim in roundy wells, stones ring. Like each tucked string tells, each hung bells, bow swung finds tongue to fling out broad its name. Each mortal thing does one thing and the same, deals out that being indoors each one dwells, selves goes itself, myself it speaks and spells, crying, what I do is me, for that I came. I say more, the just man justices, keeps grace, that keeps all his goings graces, acts in God's eye what in God's eye he is, Christ for Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes not his, to the Father through the features of men's faces. Welcome back to the Six of Wands. This is the live action role-playing, value for value role-playing game. I am your humble XM, Nathan Lee Miller Foster, Nate Foster, a cult fan, Nathan Lee in his deep state, man by many names, but can you guess it? Hope you guess my name. So this is the 79th unto cum 80. This is the 80th episode.
81st.
Now we're past 2 years for the Six of Swords, which splits into the Six of Cups for the round table of pop culture. It's a live show for this one. We have the solo show, that's the discs. And of course, the flagship is the air or the swords. And it's a one-on-one conversation about art, spirituality, and healing. The money that you dedicate, or time, talent, and treasure, as No Agenda puts it. This is a value for value show like MoFax. Any of the money that you feel is due this show, you may dedicate by going to the donate button at occultfan.com.
Do
and
it.
Putting in whatever you want. A monthly subscription is popular. The 1111 is very hot. Don't forget, 333, whatever you feel this is worth, you would go out for, you would pay for a class in Hebrew or maybe Danish, or is that even a language? You would pay a lot for a fancy Danish, whatever you would pay a lot for. Or if you get whatever value at this point, whatever you can share is also appreciated. All of that goes into another account that when you play this live game, you can then use that money to buy potions, weapons, and other things to use forever do gooding against ne'er do wells. This is the Six of Wands. It is the adventure live role playing game. And with us tonight, we have two contestants playing two each of our characters. And this is Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
I'm doing an okay job keeping the intro down.
Yes.
Hopefully, great. hopefully, God, I only have so much time. Patrick, how are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
All right. She's not kidding, right? I'm doing a good job keeping this as quickly as possible. This,
oh, yeah. Month,
for a guy with like four rotating podcasts, I think I did a good job. It's occultfan.com, or just it's even better for the charges if you just go to PayPal and enter send money to occultfan@gmail.com, whatever amount you like. If you listen to an old school episode of this show too and you like it, redonate for that. And it's all good. You can keep the value going the way the economy works now. This is the way it works now. Just launched my recent brand new first professional album by Nathan Lee in his deep state called A Bad Robot Daycare. There's the American and the Japanese versions. Holy crap. Yeah. The value for value is the way to go. And without further, we realize that the smoky rising plains seeing before us gray and great asphalterous sky, seemingly endless on a plain before us of barren cragged rocks. No water has seen these plains as lips to quench their thirst for years. The dust itself heaves under the party's weight. We have our thief and our white mage, our black mage and our knight. They are delivered from our previous adventure, traveling in the same, it seems, southwesterly direction this time. There are decaying smells and awful cries in the distance all around the party. This truly is a hellish wasteland. Suddenly in the distance, bells are heard. I really should be a better radio host and have the jingle bells on me, but bells are heard. And suddenly, a red carpet cloaked man with reindeer-esque things all up in his biznaz, dragging his big-ass sleigh, dashes across the sky. And a rainbow flowing from behind his sled paints the entire landscape into a surreal, hyper-tropic, super psychedelic landscape. Giant mushrooms growing everywhere, rivers, waterfalls, crazy-ass fucking birds, all this wacky shit's going on. So instead, your adventure this evening will be a bit more psychedelic than drab and wastelanderous. Thank you, Santa. That's the holiday special for this one. But all right. Fucking A. Didn't know that was going to happen. So as the adventure forward on this path of this forest, out of nowhere, the shimmering surface of the air in front of you stretches and contorts and bobbles and boils and apparating into existence right before you. Three men in black are here to fuck with this wonderland. Y'all should probably put a stop to that nonsense, because you see that there's a way forward, and you can hear a familiar cry, the cry of said unicorn, the long-term goal of our party's quest. But these motherfuckers are here suddenly to intercept your ability to find out where that cry is coming from. So Jenna, Patrick, how you gonna deal with these fools? They're all fire wielders tonight.
Okay. I don't know, who do you think should go first?
I think you should, but since you have the, well, who do you have? You have the thief and the...
The black mage.
White mage is you, Patrick, and so is the knight, and she has the black mage and the thief, so you could start off some assaulting them with some blizzard or whatever.
I'm going to go with the Patrick Strats and try and steal from them first with my thief.
All right. You steal a strange-looking device from them, which is of unknown usage and origin. But your party now has that, so good job. Mm. Weird
okay.
Device.
Probably
interdimensional.
All right, so they're fire wielders, so let's... Yes. Let's hit them with some ice magic with the black mage.
They're still weak from teleportation sickness, so their stats are like at 30%. So that actually wiped out two of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't expect that either.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm. Let's pretend it's my control over this imagination. Let's do that. That's a good thing to pretend. All right, Pink Flamingos, rock and roll. So yeah, it's all disco from here on in. Turtles all the way up. You got Patrick. Got to kill these guys.
All right. So I guess with the white mage, cast shell on the knight.
Nice one. Okay.
And then, I'll just have the knight attack one of the men in black.
Summoning sickness, as magic puts it, made him weak. You are in for the kill, Jenna. Okay. Would you give us some victory music, please?
Do, 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 do.
You really do that well. I hope you never stop. That is to say, I hope you do it as much as I will try to not to be. I will pass it around like a Libra shell. So thank you. Yeah, you guys won, and it looks like this device. You might inspect it now, because there's no other things. Your life is all full. There's not much of consequence, but you stole a weird device, and you're amongst these huge forest, lush landscape. And you hear the unicorn's cry, which is awesome to think about being in Wonderland and hearing a cry of a unicorn to try to find that. I'm just going to say, I'm impartial though, right? Just saying. So what do you guys want to do? Do you want to look at that device, or you want to ignore it for now and search around, or what?
Yeah, no, let's look at it.
Yep.
And, you know, push buttons and stuff.
All right, cool. So... You push the button, and instantly the world around you flips back into the barren terrain that it was. It seems that you found some kind of portal to switch between one realm and another. It looks like your men in black friends were using the same device. Maybe that's the dimension that they've been coming from. Is the plot thickening, or is this just a MacGuffin? Who the fuck knows? I'm not the narrator. The point is that if you look at it, you can see around you. There's nothing in the distance. You can attempt to look at the device again, or you can explore the area.
If there's nothing, seemingly nothing, let's go back.
Yeah.
Okay, you attempt to press the button, but it doesn't seem to work. All right. Well,
hit it a few times.
Kick it.
It starts to smoke and fuzz. It seems as if you do this anymore, you might destroy and get stuck here. You might not want to do that.
Okay.
I'll apologize to the device.
It turns into BMO and gives you a kiss quick. Turns back into whatever the fuck it was. I'm imagining enough to get it to turn into BMO, but not to give it an original construction design.
Okay.
So you all are going to explore around this area for a bit, it seems.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you want to move, which direction do you want to go into? You want to go southwest, southeast, northwest, or northeast?
Northwest.
All right. So, it's a good, hey, you know, you can't go wrong. Or maybe you can. Who knows? All right. So, if you go northwest, it seems that you are set upon by two gigantic terrible birds. But these are not like the gigantic terrible birds of previous time. No, those were pterodactyl-esque. These are like sloppy, gangly-limbed big birds that are neon green and blue instead of yellow to avoid copyright infringement. And that's big with seven eyes. So, the point is that you are set upon by these things. Could their bodies contain blood which could possibly fuel your transmitting device? What a bizarre concept. You should probably try to steal some blood from them. Heavy-handed hint, go.
All right, let's steal some blood from them.
Fuck yeah. Steal some blood from Big Bear. Oh my god. What have I become? Anyways. Precious moments on Six of Wands, brought to you by Too Many Drugs. Okay. Yes, it works. You've got some blood on your hands. Good job.
Okay.
You've got Big Bird's blood on you. Oh, anyways. Yeah, cool, man. All right, that's your turn. Oh, by the way, because you stole blood from it, apparently this enemy has like an instant attack back and it slashed at you and now you're down to 50% of your health. But yeah. You know,
okay.
You'll handle it. Maybe.
All right. Maybe. Is this the order you want to do? Do you want me to
do two characters first, and then... Y'all are supposed to figure it amongst yourself. Like, that's what the...
Yeah. Do you want to stagger them? Like, you want me to do, like, thief, and then you do knight, mage?
I think that might get a little tricky.
All right. I'll do both mine. Okay. So, all right. How many of these guys were there?
Two.
Big birds, huh?
You could call them like Big Bird's cousin. Call them BBC's Big Bird's cousin, because I just love to fuck with people. You know, I'm an awful, awful man. But don't even worry. We're just getting started. The pathos runs deep here.
All right. Let's hit the one that I just bled with some fire magic.
Could you write better poetry? Could you fucking write better? Okay, yeah, dude, that you set that fucker on fire. It goes right up in flame. It's cooked like a turkey. It even looks like a cartoon before it just goes right up. Instant kill.
Nice.
Fire is very effective. It's like Pokemon. All right. Patrick, get a hint. There's a fire.
Okay.
There's a fire sword in your future.
Yeah. All right, let's have the white mage heal the thief.
Nice one. I'm going to give him up to 80. He's up to 88, 85.
Okay. And were you hinting that the knight has a fire sword?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay. Well, let's use the knight's fire sword on the BBC.
Oh, we are just so precious. Oh, we are just so delightful. Charming. Oh, I have the right crowd. Thank God for you people. All right, now. Yes, the BBC goes up in flames and shrivels into a little dust pile. And I'm sure that several Freudians are edified and several more are horrified. And even more are... Yes, psychedelics will take you far. So, yeah, guys, you have some blood. Try putting it in the transmitter. And
yeah.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. Put it in, push some buttons again.
And you guys apparate into the portion now where you were in the other realm, which is slightly to the northwest of where you were before. Yeah. Let's see here. It seems that you're in the private cellar of a royal manse. You can tell because there is a large oil painting of said oil manse. It turns out this isn't the cellar, it's the main foyer. These motherfuckers just like to keep a lot of wine barrels around their foyer. And into the middle of the room that your party is standing, blusters, it appears to be the humble host of the said house, a giant walrus and his carpenter friend bluster into the room and, in shock, begin to attack the party. So, yeah, start. Fight.
Walrus and a carpenter, huh? All right. I want to try and steal from the carpenter, I think.
Yeah.
Excellent choice. You do so. You steal a curious oyster.
Naturally. Okay, and let's hit that walrus with some fire magic.
You attempt to hit the walrus with the fire magic, but it turns out that the fire magic reflects right off of him and scorches your black mage pretty harshly and brings him down to 33% health.
Fire-resistant walrus.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
They interrupt you by shouting out, "Stop, we're not trying to hurt you." And the fight comes to an end. And they gift your... There's no need for... They end up gifting your party a new weapon for your female white mage there. She now has a dagger-tipped wand that has fairly similar worth of an actionable attack as the thief. So she's now attackable as a character. Your other characters also receive curious oysters, and the walrus and carpenter receive gringy looks from your party because they're wondering why only the girl got something. And you leave feeling slightly weird, but also awesome because now your white mage can attack shit. All right. Nerd. Back outside of the walrus and the carpenter's manse. And you see that the air is getting slippery again. And this isn't a Primus song. You're actually being attacked by more men in black. All right. So the cry of the unicorn can be heard when these men in black start to apparate again, which is interesting because why is it that they cry, the unicorn can only be heard, right? All right. So each one of these is a lightning, a blizzard, and a fire. There's three of them again. So go.
Okay. Let's just, with the thief, let's just attack. I don't know, like the fire one, I suppose.
Cool. You slash at him. It guts him. He's pretty fucked. Hurt him bad.
Okay.
Dead now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
it's one of those nights, dude. Take advantage of it. Just go with the, this is gonna happen.
Okay, and then okay, so we had blizzard and lightning. So let's, I guess, hit the blizzard one with some fire magic with the mage.
All right, dude, toast his ass. He's dead too. We're lining them up. One of these days, you guys are going to like look back on these days and be like nostalgic for when things were easier. You're going to really hate it when I start to be like, nope, you're all dead. But nope. 5 minute show. Okay. So anyways, yeah, Patrick, while you can.
Okay. So the black mage is still injured from the last fight, right?
Yeah, he's at 33.
Yeah, so let's have the white mage heal the black mage.
Very good. Up to 88. Just like the thief, actually, they're 85. They're both at 80. Well, you can vault. Throw a pencil at yourself, why don't you? 85, they're both at.
Okay. And then I'll have the knight attack the last men in black.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And the knight misses. No, I'm just fucking with you. The knight squarely with his cleaving motion, axes right through the Men in Black. And this is a family-friendly show, so there was blood and guts everywhere. That's what the kids like these days. Come on. Yep. All right, no, yes. Patrick, why don't you give us a victory song?
Do-do-do-do-loo.
You do it better than most people. That's not a lie. So I find it curious that the unicorn can only be heard when these guys are like tearing a hole through the dimension here. But right now there's not much in the way of clues. You can choose to either travel a little bit more northwards, you can go more towards the northeast. Or you can go more towards the southeast. I know this is arbitrary directions, but at least, you know, you can mark it so you're not too lost if you ever start to go spazzy or something. What?
Well, we went northwest already, so.
That's right.
Maybe we, all right, so we have to go, we have northeast also available.
I mean, like, this is where it would be, like, as the show develops, it really helps to, like, have a fucking map for people to see. I realize when you're listening to the one with a mirror world, like, that's, like, the epitome of, oh, my God, what? No! Directions! All right. That was actually pretty fucking awesome. But anyways, yeah, so, no, yeah, I can at least help you by saying, like, going northeast or something. Like, it was an arbitrary start in the first place. I get the feeling you're about to reach something big, though. It's the omniscient narrator who's giving away no hints whatsoever.
Well, we may as well keep trying to go north, whether it's west or east. So
sure, why not? I obviously have a plan in mind. Wait, is he serious now? I can't tell. Okay. God, Nate, please have a plan. Oh my God. Like, who's flying this plane? Oh my God. So let's say that we're going forward. When you go a little bit further down, you move past some brush and you hear the air around you echoing with the cry of the unicorn again, but there's no Men in Black appearing, but it is thin, sparkly, and crackly. You can choose to either go towards this and investigate this, or you can continue to investigate around, or you can play with the device. You can choose any of these things.
So there's like one spot that's like crackly.
That's right.
Maybe we get a little closer to the spot.
All right. So the faint cry becomes louder and louder. And as you get closer, huge tendrils reach out of the crackling and draw you into the barren plain. And there you are. And there's the unicorn held high aloft in one of the tendrils at the top of the plateau. So close you are to this unicorn. It's almost near the end of 2020. Will you find it by the end? Who knows? It's right there. You can see it almost. Is that it, though? Oh, MacGuffins or not? We'll see. Cheap shot that would be. Jesus, what kind of narrator is this? So anyways, he knows too much. Get him. So you're attacked by this gigantic lanthopus. It looks like it's the cousin of that giant ogre that you once defeated and one of the other krakens. I think their cousins got together. I don't want to know the story. Frankly, neither do you. This thing is mean. It's gigantic and orange, and it's spewing Men in Black out of its mouth. Who even knows? But two of them rush at you while these other tendrils are flailing all around. Unicorn is loosed by the grip and tossed up to the top, near on the top of the plateau. Cheap shot indeed. But listen, so what happens is now you're being set upon by this gigantic sea squid thing, orange, and it's spewing Men in Black out. So you are now face to face with this gigantic thing and two Men in Black. So good luck. And they'll have your device, so something. You're at the boss already. It's almost like we have stuff to do this evening. That was a little too meta for the audience, maybe. I don't know.
So he's got like a big, gross octopus mouth and the Men in Black are coming out of it.
Like a beak that you just don't want to see in your dreams. Like, yeah. And now I'm going to make it really, now I'm an awful person. You can see like globs of long white tendrils of spit dripping from this nasty beakish orifice. Just Oh God, Theater of the Mind from Hell. All right, so David Lynch is getting off, but everyone else, I don't know. All right, so
Let me think. Well, I have a whole pocket full of curious oysters, so why don't I just throw them in his beak?
Yes, you do. Immediately, it begins to twist and turn, and it begins to vomit, but like all of the vomit is acid, and it just wipes out all of the men in black that were there. Oh. So good job. Rocky Mountain made him sick. Yeah. Everyone loves Rocky Mountain oysters at this show. Oh, God. We're going to hell for that one thing alone. All right, Patrick, what do you think? That's pretty good, right? They're all wiped out with acid. Now what?
Yeah.
It's still Jenna's turn, though, I think.
Yeah, so that was the thief. So
insane show. What's going on? What the fuck?
So with the mage, let's just go for some, like, lightning magic.
Awesome. You can also wait a turn for the focus.
I was just going to say, can I charge it?
Yes.
Focus. Can I charge it? Yeah, let's charge that lightning, actually.
Focus. All right, and then the Patrick. Oh my God, dude, you're becoming a thing. Like Akira. Okay.
Huh. So what is left? So it's the tentacles that are attackable.
Oh yeah, it's the octopus itself. It looks like it's killed all of its like weird melts progeny, which I don't know if I was about to explain something about the Men in Black, but now they're all dead for now. So.
Okay.
Answers. We want to kill shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess let's have the white mage try her new wand dagger.
Awesome.
Have her stab one of the tentacles.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, so there are obviously it's a squid, so we're gonna do six tentacles. So it'll be obviously really difficulty to remember the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth tentacle. But you'll be okay. I think I have this down on paper. And so, yeah, you slash a tentacle. We're just going to say slash it one. It's a weak attack, so she does like 15 damage. But, yeah, it's not bad. He's down to 85. Okay. The body itself is the scary part. And right now, it's a sexy squid, Nate. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good design. It's a little distracted now. Don't want the listener to get a – ooh, that's a good-looking design. Okay, I'm back. So, yeah. It's down to 85% health, and now that squid is reeling with anger, and it wipes its tentacle across and hits the entire party for 15 damage each, bringing Thief down to 70, and 85, and 85 for your white mage and knight, and makes your black mage down to 70.
Okay. And then the knight has like a charged attack, right?
Yes, he does. He has the fire sword or lightning sword or comet sword in this case. Yeah, comet sword could be like really good at wiping out a few tendrils at once, I bet, if it hit.
Okay. Let's use the comet sword.
All right, we're bringing out the grand decider here. Oh, it's effective.
All right.
Four tentacles at once because I'm feeling hungry. I mean, feeling like it's time to do this. All right, tentacles. You guys are great. I really love you. Tentacles 6, 5, 4, and 2, because why not, are all wiped out. 1 is at 85%, and 3 is at 100%. And the squid itself is like, I'm going to be in a Reebok commercial. No, none of this makes sense. Oh, God. I don't know. Thank God this is copyright, so no one can like sample that because it's awful. All right. So, anyways, yeah. I guess, Jenna, I want to let you know that it's been nice having your thief around, but the octopus is going to try a new move and uses its tentacle 1 and 3 and picks up your thief.
Oh. Beaked. Wow. Okay. So, okay.
But that's its move, so luckily you guys get a turn now.
Okay. So he's in interior landopus.
That is exactly the way I imagine it when I wake up in the morning and I think about the situation.
Yeah.
You shifted into some William Shatner-esque speech there.
It is a gift. I find awakening in myself as I evolve on the planes.
Yeah.
God help us all. All right. This is the
value. So does this actually render the thief ineffective, or can I sort of stab at his Landipus guts from the inside?
From the end, Landipus of guts, I stab at thee.
Yeah, I think because you did that, you get to. I'm allow it. You want to steal from inside there? Go ahead.
Steals from inside. Yeah, you know what? Let's see what he's got rolling around in his guts there.
Thank God you're doing this. Jesus Christ. All right, let's see.
Hey, one last heist before I die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, God. I think you will be reborn. It looks like you find inside some an Icarus pack, which is essentially, it looks like a jet pack. So, yeah, you strap that fucker on. I'm imagining that you're launching right at, you blow right through the top of the squid's head, blowing guts, brains, and shit everywhere. That does like 60 damage to it. And nice. Now you land back safely with the party, but the jetpack itself is so greased out from like scuzz fuzz inside that it's all like unusable. So, you know, but you still got that weird device. But yeah, good job. You could have used that in there. That would have been a whole other thing. You would have like, but okay, that's a different podcast.
Okay, so I got charged up lightning. Let's hit him right in the beak.
Oh man, its entire flesh around, especially the exit wound from internally, just begins to crackle and fester and sizzle and burn. And that's it's not what I would suggest naming your kids if you have triplets, but crackle, fester, and burn is kind of a cool way to name your kids. All right, so anyways, pro tips on the Six of Wands. It's like, I can do that. Yeah, it's devastating. It brings it down to 20% health, and one of its tentacles is further damaged, and it brings it down to the first tentacle is down to 50%. So, yeah, it's looking like it's getting desperate.
Okay. Well, let's have the white mage stab the beak with her wand.
Nicely done. Yeah, do it. You stab right at that beak, and so I was going to say dire straits because it's Knopfler's birthday. So happy birthday to Mark Knopfler. Yeah, your white mage screams out because it's, you know, she's like a rock 80s chick sometimes. She's like, I do this for you, Mark Knopfler. And stabs into the beak of the fucking squid, and that fucking squid fucking thrashes, and it has no right being dealt 20 damage, but god damn it, it was for Mark Knopfler, and it's Mark Knopfler's birthday, and because it's Mark Knopfler's birthday, you might not get that unicorn now, but you definitely slayed that ogre, I mean squid. Great job, team. Go for the doger. That's a dairy ogre. Go for the goal. The hope is true. You have done it. And Jenna, how about a da-da-da-da? Right. Another successful Six of Wands. So to your party still has a device, but in your hands it suddenly just like, if anyone's seen Twin Peaks season 3, it does what that device does for now. And you can see the unicorn up on the ledge, but dark storm clouds begin to roll in. And horrible, haunting, evil-eyed, red-flashing-eyed, yellow-eyed, blood-teethed bats gash down upon the body. Party. Well, corpus. The party. And, yeah, y'all are set upon. And in dire situations, the Sultan of Swing situations here. But that unicorn, out of no disrespect to the party, dashes away in terror from these bats. These fear and loathing bats. And you are set upon by one final boss for the evening. Ooh.
Boss rush.
Do. And you thought this was a good XM. My shadow side has stepped through to take over. You know, some of the people in our Six of Swords Discord might appreciate this. So this was easier before, but now if it were just one massive killer, now it's death by a million cuts. We're going to try something new right now. All right. Since this is an initiative rush, the boss, which is this flank of horrible bats rushing down upon the party, which may or may not have a collective life source, right? You are now getting slashed. And okay, so just to give your sense of things, you're at 70, 85, 85, and 70 for that thief, white mage, knight, and black mage collectively. And right now, that's begin swooping in, and that's all right. 5 damage already onto your thief, 65, another slash onto your white mage, down from 80 to 75. Or she was at 85 and now down to 80. And another slash down to 75. Another slash on your knight. And another slash on your knight brings him to 75. A slash on your black mage. And a slash on your black mage brings him to 60. So you're getting hit like nonstop. So you better take a chance. I'm gonna offer you a chance. Jenna, take a turn quickly if you can. Or Patrick, someone. But who knows when you'll be interrupted.
What do we got? Do we have anything? I don't think we have anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
While you're taking time to deliberate, another bat slash is actually down to 70%.
Well, let's have the can the knight do another comet sword? Or is that a one-time thing?
You've been renewed. This is a new fight.
Okay. Let's quickly do a comet sword.
You better hope to God the gods love you. Oh, it's effective. You drive this massive pit through them. About 50% of the bats are just driven away, gush blood everywhere. You better hurry. They're going to regroup. And then meanwhile, while your dear XM took to tell you that your guy got slashed on your black mage, bringing him down to 55. What an asshole. This XM's a dick.
So do I still have the goopy covered... jetpack?
That thing is not usable. No.
Okay. All right. We're just gonna have to. Well, let me go with the mage first, and let's bring down some ice magic on this swarm.
It's very useful on them. It does 30% damage to the surrounding field, which is an amorphous number in this case. It hurts it pretty good. It even staggers it a little bit, so no further damage is done while this turn was taken.
All right. Not much I can do with the thief, I don't think. Except steal from the bats.
You attempt to steal, but they almost steal your eye from its socket.
Okay.
Hey, the violence.
Gotta try, you know.
You do. And I like where the jetpack could have gone, but that's another time. I understand going straight up into the cloud of bats.
No. I was going to. No? Never mind. No. I'm not going to say.
Oh, no, you really should, because there's no jetpack. What can you talk about? There's no jetpack. What am I talking about? Hey, this guy.
I was just hoping maybe there's a little fuel left in it, you know.
Okay. Well, you got plenty of fire already. I don't think the fuel. All right, what are we doing here? Come back. There's no jetpack. No jetpack. Okay, focusing.
Let's have the white mage do a group heal.
Awesome, dude. It works. Because there's no jetpack, you get all 100%. Everyone's at 100. Fuck yeah. 100. 100. All right, you got a hundos all around. Donate $100 to the Six of Swords every time you hear someone get healed. All right. It's a good spell. It's a good spell. $100. Come on. Bring it in. So, what are you going to do next? You got your knight. You could use your sword. You could try to use an item on your party for no reason.
What was the... Yeah, what... Okay. I guess... So the knight already used the comet sword. Are we on a new round or?
No, you cannot use any more comet sword.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just have the knight just attack the swarm.
It is effective. You slash some of those bats with your huge ass sword and clear a huge cloud. You see that at the center, there seems to be this glowing strange shimmer, not unlike what you saw earlier. And it is a certain amorphous amount of bats in that center, almost like a nuclei. You see this now because you slashed away with your knight, and the bats attack you from that mass as cloud and swarm at you and deal about 20 damage to everyone, bringing everyone down to 80, except for your white mage, who is at 85 because she has really good defense. So have at it before you die.
All right, so let's repeat that with the thief. Let's slash a bit to try to, you know,
in the meanwhile, while the thief went to do that, a few more attacked and brought the thief down to 75 and the knight down to, looks like he's at 75 as well. These guys are frisky little fast fucks.
Okay. So while they're nice and chilly, let's hit them with some fire magic.
You did that. Did you hit them with your thief too? Your thief did some damage. He slashed at the center and brought it down. This
right.
Getting hurt bad. So what you did some, what? Fire magic?
Yeah, with the black mage.
It looks like the center of the mass of the bats begins to quiver. The sky itself begins to smooth out and turn blue. The evil spirit of this whatever it was that nucleized around these creatures explodes, dissipates, and fizzles into nothingness, and the entire atmosphere clears up. Patrick, I believe we need some victory music.
Doop, 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 doop.
And that was it, you guys.
I love your victory music.
It's really unique and welcome. And we got to say that's pretty much that's it for the end of the show. Congratulations to everyone tonight, Jenna and Patrick, for the killing the thing that tried to kill you on the Six of Wands. You survived and made it so that the party can carry on looking for this unicorn until I can think of a better reason to have a party go after stuff. Unicorn's always good. Unicorn's classic.
So, it's a good end goal.
It's a good goal. It's just, it ties into so many metaphysical, kind of like spiritually fun fairy realms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, thanks for playing tonight, and thank you. Do you have any thing that you want to share with the audience? Any projects that you guys are working on? It's one of the benefits of being on here. You can pimp your stuff.
Nothing for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always working on something, but yeah, no, I mean, not really.
All right, no, that's cool. It's an opportunity, and they're, you know, it's valuable. And when it's, and sometimes you don't need it, and sometimes it's like, well, shit, and it works out.
Yeah,
and, I just like to try to. I just try to provide a play. You know what I mean? Like this, as many good things as I can do as possible, as quick. You know what I mean? It's you know how it is.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, and that's pretty much the show. Thank you guys so much. I forgot to text my girlfriend at a certain time, and I should probably go.
Alrighty, yeah, thank you.
Thanks guys
for having me.
Yeah, and this has been the Six of Wands, the live value for value show. It's not even just these people are fucking cool. Come on and play. You donate to the show, and it builds up. We're going to have a more and more rigorous system with, you know, Frost's Better Walls, Better Neighbors thing, which means that we'll know how much a $100 donation can buy on this. And as we build this, the hyper sigil aspects of it become more and more efficacious. And it's just it's a world building in one of the most magical, literal senses. You can take part in it. That's one of the best things. This is a value for value, no boundary show in that sense. Come one, come all, come as you are, donate what you can, participate when you can, and as you can, you're going to find that, well, if you didn't know what a hyper sigil was, or just how you can create in this world and have power over this world too in a good way with people who ostensibly are mostly good people, we're fucked up, but we're mostly good, and that's the cool thing. We admit we're fucked up, so we can be good. There's a secret there. So, you know, come create with us. This is very fun. This is unique, and it's the world's only value-for-value role-playing game. And, yeah, shout-out to my girlfriend. She's really awesome. She makes jewelry, and you should get her stuff.
That can be found on Instagram. I should probably show notes that. I think I just might. I'll add that to my Nathan Lee and his Deep State. There's two new EPs that are out. One's the version American, and that is the one with the lighter, more Daytone color for the cover, and the Japanese version with the really cool black light neon, like darkstalkery bloody beast wars kind of freaking awesome neon Yeah. So, that's going to be a poster. And if you guys are looking for t-shirts and posters of that, definitely be letting me know. And we will be getting those your way. Nathan Lee and his deep state's just beginning. It's more than I can talk about now. But this is, for now, another of my art projects besides my writing, which is starting. This has been the Six of Wands. And if you like what you've heard, if you would find this as valuable as whatever you would have done for going out in the evening, going out fancy clubbing, y'all. Yeah, make it, it's a good change. It's time to donate over at occultfan.com. And hit the donate button or just go to PayPal and enter occultfan at Gmail. And thank you very much. This has been the Six of Wands. Get yourself on there. Donate to the show. Get on to the Six of Wands. You know what to do. Come get us over on Discord. Say hello. And donate to the Six of Wands. Get on the show. All right. Now it's time to go. Oh.